Thank you for calling customer support. This is Rachel, and I am a supervisor. How can I assist?
Yes, I had a charge on my credit card for $59.89 for Jubilant Media, and I called last month and told them that I filled it out, and then I read the terms and conditions and realized it was a scam, so I didn't go through with it. And they said they would refund the money. And I just called again because I didn't get a refund. And she said, we just made it so you don't get any further charges. And I said, well, I was supposed to get a refund, right? So that's what I'm calling about.
Okay, so that... Excuse me. So that I can further assist, if you please provide your zip code and your name.
My name is Diana McIntosh, and it's McIntosh, and my zip code is 84047. And I filled it all out, and then I went to terms and conditions and saw it was a scam, so I went out of it. And I didn't confirm or submit the order or whatever it was.
Okay, for security purposes, if you'd please verify your address.
It's 953 Springcrest Court, number 30, Midvale, Utah, 84047.
All right, thank you. And please verify your email.
It's McIdi and the number 7 at yahoo.com.
All right, thank you so much. And please verify your phone number.
It's 385-421-1755.
All right, thank you for that information. So I've gotten... Excuse me, I've gotten an account located that shows your name, address, your email, and your phone number, and our system is showing you're calling us about a canceled account.
That's because I was supposed to get a refund, and I didn't.
All right, I will check that notation there. It shows a canceled account for the Bytes Hub app.
Yeah, and I never submitted it because... I read the terms and conditions and saw, you know, I filled it out because I thought it was an actual gift. And then I read the terms and conditions and realized it was entering a sweepstakes. So I didn't submit it.
All right, let's see. So this took place.
It was on 3/31, according to my bill.
All right, it was 3/31, but you called in April 15th, this one it shows.
Okay.
You called in to discuss charges on the account, explain charges.
Yeah, that was probably when I got this bill.
And says, customer wants to cancel entry. Now here, we're not able to close out the entry. We just assist with what's in the terms and conditions, which is the Bytes Hub app. They said that you were not...
But that's what I meant. I didn't submit the entry.
Well, maybe you didn't intend to, but something got submitted.
I didn't.
That's why we see information.
I didn't submit the entry because I read the terms and conditions first, and I went right back out of it.
Okay, so what it shows is that you were not interested in the discount. Pardon me, you weren't interested in the discount that was offered, and they canceled the account.
What discount? What discount? They didn't offer me a discount.
Okay. We are a third-party call center, and our line is recorded, so we have to offer a discount whether the customer is interested in it or not. But it
what is the discount?
$20
it was
off
an entry.
Subscription.
I didn't subscribe.
Okay, Ms. McIntosh, Now, I'll do my best to provide you with assistance, ma'am. I'm not trying to get you to accept that you wanted to subscribe.
I filled out, I'm telling you what I did. I filled out everything. And then it said, before you submit, be sure you read the terms and conditions. So I read them, and it was a bullshit scam. So I exited out of it, and I never submitted the entry.
Okay, I'm sorry, ma'am. I'm not going to debate with you. With it showing an order, it means something went through.
Well,
but
I
with the situation as is, with the situation as is, I'll do my best to assist. I think that the system generates the confirmation to the customer's email once something does process. You can certainly check your Yahoo account for that March transaction.
Yeah.
Do you mind holding, please, to see what we can do to assist you? This was the 31st of March. This is now May.
Yeah, I know.
Do you mind holding, please?
That's why I'm calling, because I was supposed to get a refund.
Well, it doesn't...
No, that's fine.
It's not showing in the note, ma'am, that there was a request for a refund. If you had requested a refund, there wouldn't been a denial of it.
Well, that's what I assumed canceling the entry was.
Yes, ma'am. It doesn't mean that it's an automatic refund. It just means it cancels to prevent you from having a monthly charge. That would have been a monthly subscription.
Why would I have a monthly charge on entering a sweepstakes?
Because the Bytes Hub app was in the terms and conditions for the sweepstake or the contest.
Okay,
it shows the
and
Dyson
that's when
vacuum.
I figured out it was a scam.
Okay, on the recorded line, do you mind holding so that I can see what I can do to assist you at this point since you've contacted us almost 2 months later?
No, it wasn't. I contacted you 15 days later. And I was told I'd get a refund, and I didn't, so I called you when my next statement came out, which was a month after the last one.
Okay, so what I could do, pardon me. Sorry about that. All right, for the $59.89, that is the subscription price for the Bytes Hub Mail app. It's a monthly it was a monthly subscription. It didn't have
for
anything
what?
To
a monthly subscription to what?
The Bytes Hub Mill app
that
you were billed
that?
For on the 31st of March, which was the charge that you called.
I don't know what that is.
Ms. McIntosh, Ms. McIntosh, Ms. McIntosh, Ms. McIntosh.
Yes.
You called in regarding a $59.89 charge. The charges were reviewed when you called in on April 15th.
Yeah.
I can refund $54.89 of what you were billed. There's a $5 non-refundable setup fee. Are you accepting that refund?
That'd be great. That's
okay,
what
just
I
one moment, please.
To begin with.
All right, the $54.89 has been refunded for the Bytes Hub Mill app. Please allow 3 to 5 business days for it to show reflected back. When you're ready, I have the confirmation for the refund.
Okay, what's the confirmation?
Okay, that is R as in refund, 920-498-4000. 796.
Okay, and what is the name of that stupid subscription, and what is it to?
It's called the Bites of Mail App. It provides the customer, one thing it does is give you recipe plans and meal guides. Helps you to count your calories, but that was in the
term. I didn't want any of that shit, and I never ordered it.
Okay, well, we canceled it April 15th. Yes, ma'am. Is there anything else I can do to assist?
No.
Okay, thank you for calling customer support. Please have a good day.
Report it to the Better Business Bureau. Bye.